Titans general manager Rustin Webster is a man who's been moving in many different directions. Just got through visiting with the scouts, preparing for the combine. What's that like?
Well, that was really a 10-day grind of going over every player that we've scouted, whether we liked them, didn't like them, guys that we decided weren't worthy of being on our board or whatever. We went through every one of those guys thoroughly and got, you know, started putting our board up. So we're in good shape. We're on the right path.
That's like maybe over 1,000 different players you have to look at?
Well over 1,000 players, yeah. And we go over each guy and work through each name. We spend some time, more time on some than others, but it was a good process. Our scouts did a good job of going out on the road, getting information, and evaluating a lot of players.
Just saw something on Twitter where it was posted that 24% of all the players going to the combine are from the Southeastern Conference. Very good year for the SEC.
Very good year, and our board would reflect that, I'm sure. So I think every board in the league would. The SEC has just grown, and it's kind of the conference where everybody wants to play in right now, no matter where you are in the country. It's not regional anymore. It's national, and so they're getting the best of the best.
It's almost to the point you've got to start scouting on signing day, don't you?
No doubt, and I've got to the point I pay attention to that, so that's good. I mean, I've got some guys in mind already.
All right, so let's talk seriously about free agency and some guys cut by different teams that you've already had visits with. Can you go ahead and sign those players, or do you have to wait until March the 12th?
No, you can go ahead and sign them. They're just released. They're free. So you're able to bring them in your place, talk to them, give them physicals, whatever you need to do, let them spend time with your coaches. And then if you can reach a deal with them, you can go ahead and do that.
One of the first parts of what you do with veterans, you look at the possibility of a franchise tag. All that starts on February the 18th.
Yes, it does. Starts February the 18th. But we have a time in which we have to make that decision. We won't do anything right away with any franchise tags.
But that affects your list looking at potential free agents. For example, you can think, oh, we're interested in this guy, and this guy. He might not even be on the market.
Exactly right. I mean, you don't really know who's going to be on the market for free agency until March 12th. And at that point in time, we'll know. But before that, teams are negotiating with their own players, just like we will be. Teams franchise certain players on their team. So the list changes prior to free agency beginning.
You feel pretty positively about your discussion with the free agent you'd like to keep?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, right now it's just discussions and planning and strategy on their side and on our side. So, but yeah, I think so.
The coaching staff, Mike Munchak introduced us to them last week, got a chance to see the continuity there. Some guys you've known from way back. I would imagine that you feel very good about what he's been able to do there.
I do. I think he added some real quality coaches. I think he added coaches that have the right personalities for our team, bring what we need to bring to the field and to the classroom. It's a very good group. I do know some of them very well and have worked with some of them in the past. So I was happy with that. I think Munch did a really good job. He was thorough. He took his time, which is what you should do in a situation like that.
Bunch of guys who coach hard.
Bunch of guys who coach hard, are demanding, have discipline. I think that's very important, whether it's pro, college, high school, middle school, whatever. Discipline's important, and this will be a good group that way.
With a younger team, is it even more important?
It is. It is. We are so young. I mean, it's almost like a college team in some ways, and so I think we have the right group of men to take care of that.
Jake Locker's back in town after spending some time in Washington State with his family. Able to do more now, starting to rehab the shoulder?
Yeah, that's what he did. There was an amount of time there where he couldn't do anything, so he went back to Washington to see his family during that time, and now he can start rehabbing, so he's back here.
Let the grandparents help with the baby.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
All right, so what comes up the next couple weeks for you as you're now inside a month of free agency, the combine just a couple weeks away, franchise tags can be laid out starting on Monday. Where are you going right now?
Well, it's creating a plan for free agency, and it is it's getting ready to go to the combine. You know, the meetings with our scouts were a big part of what we do. We'll always be a draft-driven team. And so that was big. And they got us ready to go to Indianapolis and start talking to some of these guys personally, doing interviews and evaluating them on the field. That's really the next big thing to come is Indy.
Looking at the staff and looking at the guys that you've already brought in and guys you're continuing to look at, the plan really just to leave no stone unturned to make this team better.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, nobody was satisfied with last year, and we've got to keep churning it, keep looking for players to help us win, and that's what we're planning on doing, bringing in the right kind of guys that are dedicated to their jobs and will give us everything they have on the field and off it. And so that's what we're looking for, and that's what we're going to try to do.
That's Titans General Manager Rustin Webster, and that's Titans All Access at TitansOnline.com.